Imagine submitting this highly detailed tax advisory brief that looks like absolutely perfect, right?
Yeah, the dream scenario.
Right. But then you discover the AI you used to draft it entirely hallucinated a core tax code citation.
Oof, that is a career-ending move right there.
Exactly. So today we're taking a deep dive into how finance professionals are, actively avoiding that exact nightmare.
Yeah, we're looking at a framework called the Leverage CPA.
Right. It's a $395 course from theleverageyears.com about using Claude in finance.
But we're really looking past that price tag to extract their actual operational playbook, which is
It
fascinating.
really is, because the AI discussions usually just split into like reckless enthusiasts looking for shortcuts or terrified skeptics.
Right, people fearing the liability. But the foundational philosophy here treats AI as just a highly capable drafting tool, not a
Not
credential.
a credential, right?
Exactly. Like, Claude might draft or summarize the data, but the human professional reviews, decides, and crucially owns the liability.
Which makes so much more sense for a CPA, treating it like an untrusted third-party contractor.
Yep. Because to safely enforce that human owns the liability rule, I mean, you can't just casually start typing into a chat
Oh,
box.
definitely not. You need rigid boundaries,
Yeah.
especially with things like Section 7216.
Remind everyone what that is again.
It's the federal law that makes unauthorized disclosure of tax data a literal criminal offense.
Right, a massive deal. And that is exactly where the framework introduces the professional context file and what they call the clean room workflow.
I love this concept. It's not just like good intentions, right?
No, a clean room means you are fundamentally altering how the AI operates. You actually go into the settings and explicitly toggle off data training.
So ensuring your inputs are never used to train future models.
Exactly, you're creating an air-gapped environment.
It's like a digital hazmat suit. And they enforce this with a never upload index, right? A hard ban on entering client IDs, full SSNs, bank account numbers.
Yeah, and they lock this whole protocol in with a foundation gate.
Wait, what does the foundation gate actually do?
Well, before doing any actual work, you have to affirm five specific professional commitments. It forces you to acknowledge manual source verification and strict client confidentiality as concrete barriers.
Oh, wow. Okay, so once the data connection to the outside world is like functionally severed and sanitized, you can actually start automating the routine stuff.
Right. The course outlines a structure for handling daily grinds. They call it the finance workbench.
Oh, like generating provided by client lists for audits or drafting those budget versus actual variance explanations.
Exactly. Reclaiming hours on those repetitive narrative tasks is great.
But wait, applying this to high-stakes tax research. I mean, even with sanitized data, generating tax advisory briefs with an AI known to hallucinate seems incredibly reckless.
I totally get that. And that exact tension is why they implement an adversarial self-review process.
Adversarial self-review. So the AI reviews itself?
Sort of, yeah. The core danger is that AI is confident by default. And well, confidence is not accuracy, so you don't just read the output and nod.
Right, you have to push back.
Exactly. You prompt the AI to actively attack its own assumptions.
Ah, so you're forcing it to play devil's advocate against its own draft.
Precisely. You demand it provide specific line item citations for its claims, or, ask it to identify the weakest link in the tax argument it just generated.
That's brilliant. So strict source verification isn't just suggested. You're actively stress testing the AI-assisted output.
Yeah, to catch hallucinations before the document ever leaves your desk.
You're building a system where you draft with speed, but review with extreme prejudice.
Very well put. And what's interesting is how this translates into tangible assets you can actually take back to your desk on Monday.
Right. The framework ultimately yields a 17-section SOP binder and this personal prompt vault with over 40 copy-paste strings calibrated for finance.
Yeah, and instead of a generic, like, write a variance report, the prompt is engineered to ask for specific account thresholds and comparative periods.
But I have to ask, are these just generic templates built by some random tech bro?
No, that is an important point. It was co-built by Anthony Guerrero. He's a former Deloitte CPA with SEC investigation experience, and he was a VP of finance.
Oh, so the operational standards come from someone who holds the actual license.
Exactly. Someone who understands real-world compliance pressure.
So ultimately, this deep dive really proves that bringing AI into highly regulated fields, it isn't about replacing the professional.
Got it all. It's about building structured, compliant leverage. When you define strict boundaries and understand the underlying mechanics, you can innovate safely.
Without risking your license, which really leaves you with this to mull over if strict compliance-bound CPAs can safely systemize AI using clean rooms and adversarial self-reviews.
Right.
What daily workflows in your own industry are you still doing manually right now simply because you haven't built your own air-gapped system yet?